Well, we want to get started. We're going to start with a short prayer, and then we want to make sure that we're done on time like we said we would be. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're the head of the church. You're the great shepherd. And we acknowledge your rule and your reign. Thank you for your shalom, a deep sense of your shalom in this room. In your name, amen. Well, we've been on quite a journey since May. In May, something came up that had Christine and I seek the Lord about our ministry. We've always held ministry since 1979 with an open hand. Like, this is not my identity. It can't be my identity. And God can change our assignment. You know, he moved Paul around, and your assignment might change. So we've always laid that before him. And then sometimes we'll just seek him, you know, Jesus. And in the past, he's always been saying, no, you've got to persist. You can't stop. Like, as Grace has been through really hard times. I remember one time the eldership was under siege. This had been like 2002. And we were seeking the Lord, and he said, we weren't elders. He just said, I want you to stand with this eldership. So you just say, yes, sir. And go after it. But in May, he said something different. It was like he was standing in front of me like this, and he said, Ken, oh, by the way, before I say this, Christina and I aren't going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. We're not leaving the church. We're not leaving the city. We're going to be here. We're staying. So don't go to some scary place. But he said, he said, Ken, it's time for you to lay down grace. I went like that and laid his arms down. In the other room, Christina was seeking him. He just was belly laughing in front of her, and he said, your salary, y'all's salary, doesn't determine who you are in the kingdom. Like, it's time to lay that down. So we were shocked. I went in there and said, Christina, do you know what the Lord said? We shared, and we were both like, oh my gosh, this is different than we thought it would happen. We sought him again just to make for sure. And we called Keith Ferrante and submitted to him, and Wendy Backlund and the Chains. We've been cultivating relationships outside of our church. So if we get kooky, there's somebody else that we're accountable to, right? But you know what I mean. We won't get kooky, but it's good for humility and accountability. Submitted to them. And as soon as we could get with our leadership team, we got with Phil and Lisa and Lou and Susan, submitted it to them. What are y'all hearing? As they had a shock, you know, like, what? You know, their initial response was, this can't be. Or, you know, it's like incredulous, because I'm not diminishing them by saying it. But it was a shock to hear for them. And then we began to hear back from Wendy and the Chains and Keith, and it was all green light. Yes, this is the Lord. And our leadership team prayed, yes, this is the Lord for you to lay this down. And so we started over a month, 2 months, we started absorbing that. And then he had been saying, like, I've always felt like I would be handing this over to Phil. But I needed to hear the Lord and bring that to Phil and Lisa. And he was saying, you know, right away, like the second time I sought him, Christina too, it's time for you to lay down grace and turn it over to Phil for him to take it to the, for the next generation, is the way he put it. So as we brought that to Phil and Lisa, then they had to, because you know, they're not usurpers. Like, secretly, they've been hoping to take over. That's not who they are. So they're like, oh, what? Even though I've always hinted around to Phil, someday, but we thought it was 5 or 10 years. So they had to seek the Lord about this.
So part of the process, too, when Ken and Christina first shared, is we really, as a leadership team, we had to ask the question, is it time for to lay grace down? Like, is that what God's saying? Is it time for grace to stop and we'll do something different? And we really felt strongly as a leadership team that God said, nope, it's not time for grace to be done. There's still more that he has for this house and for this house to do in this community and the county. And Lisa and I were shocked, obviously, in the midst of this news. It wasn't what we were anticipating or expecting by any means. And we went through that process of trying to just listen and hear, and felt finally that there was a peace, there was a grace that this is what God was saying to Ken and Christina, and it's time. And then, we probably spent about a month sort of seeking the Lord in the month of, end of June and July. And just trying to go to the Lord time and time again. And just, we felt like we just kept hearing a sense of God saying, I'm in this. I'm for you guys in the sense that I will follow me. Like, so this isn't something that you would necessarily have chosen, but follow me in it. I'm in it and I will lead you through it. And so there was a number of different scriptures that he gave us and a number of different aspects of describing that. But it really gave us a sense that we're supposed to say yes. Even though we don't know fully what it will look like or how everything's going to shift and change and all that kind of stuff, it's one of those where you step out and you say, okay, he said he's going to take care of us and he's going to take care of this house, and we can trust him and walk through it. And so so we've been in that process of slowly moving forward in that direction. So,
yeah, so then Christina and I started looking for jobs. You know, we're in the middle of that. But Christina got just it was the Lord. I don't want to tell all the details. Anyway, got hired by the U.S. Postal Service. And so she couldn't be here today because they called her in, and it's going to be, you know, it's the Christmas season, so it's going to be busy for her. Anyway, she so wanted to be here because we're not going anywhere. We're not leaving. And then we've been turning things, you know, like all of Christina's stuff is being done by 3 different people, which someone said, it's not surprising it would take 3 people to replace her. But don't tell her that because you know how proud she already is. No. So, and then, yeah, we're looking, and then we're turning things over to Phil and Lisa. Lisa's going to take all the mission stuff that I do. Then we're slowly transitioning, we will be laying hands on Phil and setting him as the senior leader. The first Sunday in January, January 7th. So then we would want to field any questions that you might have. I'm going to continue to lead the worship department and developing people to lead, and then we'll continue to lead the Friday night prayer too. And so that isn't going to change. And then Phil will eventually take the pulpit. Phil and Lisa are going to co-pastor. I should say we're going to set both of them in January 7th. I said that wrong. Any questions? Lou would be glad, because we're recording this, if there's any questions that you would want to ask us. You will probably have a question that will be on someone's mind as they listen to this, so you know, it's a frequently asked question. Linda Kinsler has it.
Ken, do you have on your heart certain types of ministry or activities that you would like to do, in addition to maybe working if you're going to look for a job? Do you have other thoughts about that?
Oh, I guess I'm thinking by the time I work 8 to 10 hours a day and I do elders, because we're going to stay elders. We have an elders meeting once a week. If we do a small group once a week and Friday night prayer, that's 3 nights out. So I'm probably, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Yep. I have to earn a living for X number of dollars. We went through our budget. And, yep. Ron.
How do you feel?
You know, it's not easy. It's sad. And then, because I, so I have to just be transparent about that. And yet, I feel I have a lot of faith. I see what Phil and Lisa carry. And I like the way Wendy put it, they'll have the next ingredient. And she said, don't say it'll take it to another level, because that, it's hard to talk about this without diminishing Christina and I, but we don't feel diminished. We feel excited about, you know, Phil brought that, preached about giants in the land. There's a lot of fire on that. And I think, you know, that's burns in him. I've heard him talk about it. And he'll lead us in amazing, he and Lisa will lead us in amazing ways. They're gifted in a different way than us. It's going to be awesome. Any other questions? Yes.
Just kind of curious, what led you to even ask the Lord this question? Was it something he was stirring in you?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wasn't on my radar. You know, sometimes we need to be aware of what's on his radar screen that's not on our radar screen. Yep. It's not about, yeah, there's no backstory to this. I'm absolutely being, there's no spin on this. This is just the way, this is the timeline as it happened. Then I was as shocked. I was like, so Phil and I didn't get in a big brouhaha, and I'm just acquiescing to him. It's so sweet the way it is happening. Could there be a transition like this that's healthy? Yeah. You know, Phil and Lisa helped us. They were, it was all of us together that fashioned our mission statement, Access Heaven, Transform Earth, hosting the presence of God and hosting heaven. So that burns in them. If I died today, they would still burn with that. So, any other questions? Those are really good questions. Thank you.
I don't know if it's a question. I love Phil and Lisa with all my heart, but I'm really, really sad.
Yeah.
I'm really sad right now.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad it sounds like you're still going to be here with us and you're going to be an elder and we're not losing you guys.
Yeah.
But I just honor you for being willing to follow what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, and that's just got to bring a blessing to all of us.
Yes. So, yeah, in my optimism and excitement, I don't want to diminish feelings like that, because I had a job interview down in Petaluma a couple of weeks ago, and they said, well, why are you leaving your position? Why are you retiring? And all of a sudden, like, tears just came up. It's so embarrassing. You know, it's hard. That. Yeah. I told him that. Well, and the guy says, well, I guess you have to listen to the man upstairs. Yeah, him. It'll be a transition for us. I just want to, I'm really going to fight for Phil and Lisa, though. I am. They are going to lead us. They're going to lead us to amazing places. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't feel any competition.